When we talk about what a trailblazer is, it's usually associated with the words pathfinder, pioneer, or vanguard. So how about we add change agent to that? Welcome to Trailblazer Radio, a unique podcast platform that speaks about a myriad of subjects. We are not afraid of opening closed doors, and we always tell it like it is, period. We are accessible on various social media platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. We're also accessible on various streaming audio platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so much more. It is our mission to ensure that you are educated, entertained, and edified. And we thank you for tuning in to us. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to a very, very early afternoon edition of The Check-In. I am your host, Mr. Frederick Beatty. First of all, thank you so very much for tuning in to us and tuning in today. I appreciate you guys for tuning in with me today. Wherever you're watching from, whether you're watching from Twitch or whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, I appreciate you guys tuning in with us today. I'm very appreciative of that. Like I said earlier, welcome to The Check-In. This is the show where we talk about mental health from a male's perspective. I'm your host, Mr. Frederick Beatty, and we're gonna have a great this is gonna be a great show tonight. I mean, tonight, but this is gonna be a great show today. And there's a lot on my mind and on my heart and in my spirit at the moment. And I really want to get what I'm feeling out, because it's simple. It's not because of wanting to release upheaval and things of that nature, but there are things that I think about as a man, that are important to me. They may not be important to anybody else, but they're important to me, and they hold weight and they have relevance. And I find comfort and solid. I find comfort in coming in front of a microphone, if I come in front of a camera, talking to you guys about it. I'm not ashamed that I'm not embarrassed about it. I don't mind being transparent, to let people know where I am, where I stand, and where I am, and in my growth process. I think transparency is a good thing for a lot of us. And I think we should embrace transparency more. So one of the things I want to give a big shout out to my Trailblazer Radio family. This is our viewers, this is our listeners. You guys are family to us, but also the inner circle of that family. Latanya Harris Gooden, Tony Wade, Kai Rodriguez, Coco Fenton, those guys are the engines that made, are the parts that make this engine run. And if neither one of those parts are in good optimal order, then the engine doesn't run. So I want to thank you guys so very much for just being an integral part of the engine. With that being said, I don't plan on being before you guys very long, but I want to preface this conversation by saying that I want to give a huge thank you to the love of my life, Miss Monica Reese, for us engaging in these types of conversations. The value that I glean from our conversations is incredible. The value that I pick up from our conversations is tremendous, and it gives me a lot of insight into a lot of things. and it helps me kind of helps me make adjustments. Not just any adjustment. It helps me make specific adjustments in my life. So that way, the adjustments that I make are for the better, not for the worse. And the adjustments better me, and they don't hinder me. So without any further ado, let's just get into this. One of the conversations that I had with her, one of the conversations that I had with her, and this is one of my challenges. Let me just preface this again. We as human beings are faced with a myriad of challenges. Every challenge that we have is not singular to everybody, because we all experience the same type of challenge. We just experience it in a different way. So the challenges that we have are singular to individuals, but not exclusive to us as individuals. And those challenges that we have are numerous, and they vary upon size and structure. They also vary upon level of difficulty, the level of difficulty acquired or needed to resolve. And the challenges that we have are integral to our growth process as human beings. How are we going to grow if we're not challenged? How are we going to learn the lessons of our past and the lessons of the people that came before us, of our ancestors and our parents and their parents before them, if we don't challenge ourselves? Challenging ourselves gives us the opportunity to look at the complexities of who we are individually. It allows us to look at the inner workings of who we are individually, and it also gives us a chance to work on the inner workings of us individually. Just think about your inner self as the engine or the inner workings of a vehicle. If you don't give that vehicle proper maintenance, if you don't give up, you don't do proper oil changes, you don't check the fluid levels, check your hoses, check your cables, check your battery life, check all the inner workings of your vehicle that makes it run. Excuse me. It won't perform at optimal efficiency. It won't perform at the efficiency that it needs to perform at. And when we as human beings are faced with challenges, oftentimes these challenges are things that we fight against, that we rail against sometimes. And I know in my physical and mental health journey, I've been faced with a myriad of challenges. And this is a series that I want to call Conversations with Myself. And I believe that having conversations with ourselves is important because we do need to talk to ourselves. We do need to encourage ourselves. We do need to find ways to speak life into ourselves, because if nobody else outside of us will speak life into us, who will? Who can? So this particular show is called Conversations with Myself. And the first challenge that I've had to face is disconnect, it's disconnection. And it's not the first challenge that I faced, but it's the most relevant to me at this time, most relevant to me at this time in this age, the one that's most important. And the reason that I say disconnected is because, and I'll say this, this is to be extremely transparent. Almost four years ago, I divorced my ex-spouse of 13 years and severed a mutual connection with people that we both knew, not only collectively but also individually. Severed a connection with people in a church family. So 4 years ago I did that. Almost four years ago I did that. That is a physical, emotional, and spiritual and psychological disconnection. Of course it is, but that me talking about that speaks less to what to the disconnection that I'm going to talk about a little bit today. Physical disconnections from people are either easy or difficult, depending on the nature of the connection that's been given or granted. So physical, emotional connections are either going to be difficult to, or going to be easy to dis, or going to be easy to sever or difficult to sever, and that largely depends on the type of relationship that you have, with the person. But the type of disconnection that I'm talking about. And this is relevant to me. I can't say if any other man goes through this but I know that I have. The type of disconnection that I'm talking about refers to disconnection of self. And for me to talk about that, is a very, very hard thing to it's a very difficult thing to describe. At least in the context that I want to describe it in. Or at least in the manner that I want to describe it in. It's a difficult thing to readily verbalize or to kind of put in any type of words to where it would make any type of sense to you guys that's watching, or eventually listen, you know? So one of the things that I said, you know, and there are times where I do feel like I'm disconnected to myself. And that disconnection comes when I feel doubt, when I feel sad, when I feel sadness, when I feel anxious, when I feel nervous, or if I'm enduring something that's very emotional for me, and I've said this on this platform more than one time. I have no problem with displaying my emotions on this platform. I do consider myself a person that is very much in tune with his emotions, and I have no issue with that. For me, that will never be a problem or an issue. You know what I'm saying? That'll never be a problem or issue for me. But one of the things that I mentioned as I'm talking about this is that the disconnection from myself. A lot of things that I've been through have either forced a disconnection, or they forced a connection that should not have never occurred. Me losing a child was a forcible disconnection. A forcible disconnection emotionally, spiritually, physically, psychologically. It was a forcible disconnection. And this is not to say that disconnections don't occur, because they do occur. They occur all the time in our lives. But sometimes some of the things that we go through force a disconnection. And well, that was one of the experiences, losing a child, then losing a marriage was another forcible disconnection. And this is the one thing that I want to kind of put out here to make very plain and make very clear, or at least put it in a way to where people will understand where I'm coming from when I say this. Disconnections really kind of really get you to force you to really look at who you are and where you are at the moment. They really force you to look at who you are and where you are in the moment at that very moment. And it won't always be at the moment the disconnection occurs. It usually happens after the disconnection occurs. But they force you to look at yourself and really reevaluate yourself after the disconnection occurs. And for me, I had to go through that particular period of reevaluating myself. And during that disconnection period, I was in limbo. I was wandering around aimlessly, trying to figure out where I was, what I did wrong, how did I do it wrong, and everything else in between. Trying to analyze things, you know, but not necessarily analyzing things. Not at the time of disconnection, and I realized there was a disconnection. I didn't even try to do any analytical stuff at all. I just went to this mode of self-loathing and self-destruction because I thought the disconnection was my fault. I thought the disconnection was the result of me being ignorant, or me not paying attention and watching signs, and me not paying attention and me not looking at signs and understanding changes in the wind, or changes in attitude, or better yet, taking in intel and not properly acting on it. So that was my challenge. That's still my challenge to this day. And there are times where I am disconnected from myself, and my mind does wander. You know, sometimes there are instances where I wonder, my mind wanders and I ask myself, Do I need to reconnect? Do I need to reconnect to who I was to be who I am? That's a difficult question to answer for some people. It certainly is a difficult question for me to answer. Excuse me. Because the way I see it and the way I look at it, you have to have some form of connection to who you are. You have to have some form of connection to who you were to be who you are. Because having that connection to who you were should remind you of the things you went through to get to where you are. At least that's the way that I see it. That's the perspective that I see it. But some people don't see it that way. Some people completely and totally disconnect themselves from who they were. So that way they can continue to go on the road to who they continue to travel the road to who they are. And that has its advantages and that has its inherent advantages and disadvantages. Just like what I said earlier, me wanting to have that connection to who I was, to remain who I was, to be who I am. And I question myself. And most of the time when I question myself, I usually get to the point where, you know, I get frustrated. I become irritable, become more of a anxious person at that point. Because I always want to make sure that I'm connected, I want to make sure that I'm always connected to the right person, the right individual. Not people in my circle or my direct orbit. I'm talking to me, the right person in me. And I think for me as a man, I can't speak for any other gentleman besides myself. But I think for me as a man, that has always been my challenge. To wonder if I have to remain connected to who I was to be who I am. And that's the challenge today. Being disconnected. Do I have to disconnect from that individual? Or do I have to just be disconnected, period? I'm not a perfect individual by any shape or form of the imagination. And I will never proclaim to be a good person. I'm not a perfect person by any shape of the imagination. And I will never proclaim to be that. But who I am is a person that's trying to better understand himself. And understand himself and also understand my place in my little minuscule universe. And then also in my place in the greater and larger world around me. Because there is a greater and larger world around us. I want to know how I impact that. I want to know how I affect that. I'm well aware of the impact that I have on my own, my world, or my little part of my little slice of life, my universe, my small little itsy bitsy minuscule universe. I'm well aware of the impact that I have there. I'm very much aware of that. But I can't say for all men. I can probably say for some men. I can't speak for most men, but I could probably say there are probably going to be some men that'll resonate with this, you know, that'll resonate with my statement. And it's the question that I still pose. Do I have to remain connected to who I was to be who I am? Do I have to always wander around and wonder if, do I always have to wander around and wonder if what I'm doing and expressing is the right thing for my brothers and for my sisters to hear? These are things that I struggle with, because these are things that I struggle with. Also, the even larger question at hand is why am I disconnected? How did I get to this particular stopping point or this crossroads, or this crossroads, so to speak? Well, there's a couple of things I want to put in perspective for you, brothers and brothers. We get disconnected when we go through traumatic events
can force a disconnection.
Trauma in your past or present can force a disconnection. Just not feeling the way that you want to feel can force a disconnection. You know? I'll make this even more relevant and plain. When we go through traumatic events, we want to sever that connection from that. We want to remove and separate ourselves from that tragic or traumatic event as quickly and as expediently as possible, right? That's what we want to do. That's the mode of operation when we go through traumatic or stress or painful events. We want to remove ourselves. We want to disconnect from the traumatic or painful event. We want to remove ourselves from the trauma that we've been exposed to as children or as adults. We want to remove ourselves from the pain that others have inflicted upon us, but also the pain that we've inflicted upon ourselves. And to me, that's more important. The pain we inflict on ourselves is more important than the pain that's inflicted by others. Now, that's not to diminish. That's not to diminish that. Because pain is pain, no matter the transmission vector of the pain. But most of the time we look at the pain that others inflict upon us and disregard the pain we inflict upon ourselves. Those things force disconnections. They also create connections. Unhealthy connections to lifestyle choices. Unhealthy connections to holding on to pain and trauma and all the things that go with that. Now, I'm saying that because this connection is a healthy thing as well, because sometimes we do have to disconnect from things and people in order to get to a point to where we can find ourselves. But what happens when that disconnection puts you in a place where you feel like you're lost and you feel like you may never find yourself. That was my challenge. That is my challenge. Some of the things and people that I disconnected from hurt. As if I didn't want to disconnect from certain people. Being disconnected from people that I assumed cared about me hurt because I assumed that they cared about me, that they had a vested interest in me, that these people thought highly of me as I thought highly of them. And that disconnection from those people left a void. Especially when my son passed, that left a huge void because I felt physically, not only did I feel physically disconnected from my child, I felt emotionally disconnected from my child. I felt spiritually disconnected from my child. I felt psychologically disconnected from my child. And this is a feeling that I have with all my kids. And I've said this on more than one occasion. I have not been a father to my children. So there's a disconnection there. And I've not been a father to my kids. And that's a disconnection. Being disconnected from self is very, very destructive. Because if you're like me and you spent the majority of your life trying to wonder where you are and where you fit in and how you fit in this, you're trying to wonder where you are, who you are, how you fit in, where you fit in, and what are you going to do? What will you do when you finally do feel like you fit in? It's rough. That's hard. That's difficult to bear. And then if you're a guy like me, and you've gone through all these traumatic, you've gone through all these things, you've endured all these events and these situations and these setups and things of that nature, and you're trying your best to navigate all this to where you get to a point to where you're gonna be able to find a place of healing and really rehabilitation, and then you come across a conundrum or a thought process like I had a couple of days ago. You question yourself. You question yourself. You ask yourself: Was all that you went through worth it? You ask yourself if all the things that I endured, all the pain that I suffered through, all the tears that I've cried, all the emotions that I've, all the strong emotions that I feel, all the days where I sat, here in silence and wondered if I was good and wondered if I was connected enough to myself, or wondered if I was good enough for anything or anybody, or worthy enough to even be considered to be loved, or and all those things. And then the nights where I would just lay here and lay in my bed and look up at the ceiling fan and watch as it turns and just wonder, you know, where what am I doing? Why am I here? And asking myself, am I truly connected to myself? That's hard. Those things are hard. Those are hard questions that we ask ourselves daily. Those are hard questions that I ask myself daily. And I ask myself, I always ask myself two questions. When I get up in the morning, I ask myself two questions. How am I healing? And how am I healing? The other question is, what am I healing? What am I healing from? Those are direct questions. How am I healing? What am I healing from? I realized in this journey of mine, is that at times I am disconnected. I can readily admit that. There are times that I'm disconnected with myself, that I'm disconnected to myself. And sometimes that disconnection is something that I push along. Because there are times where things happen and I don't want to reconnect to the person that I was, because I know the person that I was, I know the person that I was. That person will rise up and will have that take no prisoners attitude, and the person that I was was a lot more reticent. A lot more quiet, a lot more meek. I can say this about myself because I can emotionally and physically observe the difference. Of course, I'm still going to be observing and everything like that. But at the same time, I'm going to do my very best to try to call it like I see it. I'm going to do my very best to try to call it down the middle as I see it. Now, me making the attempt to call it like I see it can ruffle a few feathers, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with calling things how I see them, because that's just how I see them. But that does not mean I'm not ignorant to new information. That doesn't mean I don't turn down new information. I can only call something how I see it based on my experience with the situation. But I've always wondered. And I think the larger thing for me is like in a quest for me to be understood by people, or to the very least myself. I feel that oftentimes I'm misunderstood. And I think it goes back to me learning how to. It goes to me learning how to embrace who I currently am. And for me, that has been for the last almost 4 years. That's been one of the more daunting challenges that I've had to have to learn to embrace the Frederick that currently exists today. Not the Frederick that existed 8 years ago. Not the Frederick that existed 13 years ago. Not even the Frederick that existed as a teenager. And I've learned to take all those aspects of who I was at that time and refine that into the version of the person that you see currently. Now, don't get to it. There are still aspects of who I am. There are still aspects of who I was that are very present. They're present. But those aspects don't always rise up. And I think for me, the disconnection part of it is that the disconnection with myself is, again, I ask myself, do I have to remain connected to those aspects of me to be who I currently am? Am I allowed to discard those aspects of me? Am I allowed to keep those particular aspects of me, you know, away? Am I able to keep those put away? Am I able to keep those hidden? Am I able to, you know, lock those away in a box to where nobody could ever get access to those? And again, for me, the answer would be no. I know for some men, some brothers. I'm not speaking for all. The statement I'm about to make is very, very subjective, but very, and I want everybody to take this, you know, take what I'm about to say with a heavy grain of salt because it is very subjective. It is very, very subjective. There are some men out there that feel the opposite of what I feel. That they have to be completely and totally disconnected from the person that they were, so that way they can maintain the person that they are. And I'm okay, and that's cool. And that's cool. We're human beings. We're not a monolith. How we do things is completely different. And it's okay, you know. For me, the challenge is to try to remain connected in somehow, in some way, shape, to remain connected without, remain connected without being disconnected, or without having that feeling of, without having that feeling of wonder, or having to constantly wander. And always have these thoughts about yourself, and always have these thoughts about yourself, wondering if what you're doing has impact, or makes sense, or if it is it even helpful, is it even helping somebody? You know what I mean? And there are times where I do think that. But one of the things I do want to make very plain to us as men, to us as brothers. And again, this is just something based, off my own personal observation. One of the things that I want to make plain to us as brothers, that, you know, being disconnected to oneself or being disconnected to people is something that happens, and it happens every day. As we connect with people, as we connect with people, we disconnect with people. As we build and cultivate friendships, those friendships diminish. Those friendships go away. As we build up a sense of inner community, not only with the people that we love and we care about, but also within ourselves, those people in our community disappear. They disappear. So just as we are making connections with people, just as we're connecting with people, whether they're of like mind or not, or whether we're disconnecting with people, connections and disconnections with people, ideals, things, and thought processes, that is something that occurs daily. So that's a natural occurrence for us as human beings. But disconnection of, but when you are disconnected from self, that to me is the dangerous thing. That to me is the dangerous thing. And we disconnect ourselves from ourselves when we go through trauma, when we go through these hurtful events, and we don't try to investigate why the disconnection happened. In order to find out how a disconnection occurred, you gotta know why the disconnection. In order to investigate and properly diagnose a disconnection, you gotta find out where the disconnection came from, how it happened, how it occurred. What are you doing? What's going to be done? Is there a possibility to reconnect? And if there's not a possibility, is it going to? And I'm speaking of this part of it from the aspect of being okay. I speak on this aspect of it with being okay with letting go. When we get to the part of we know that this never could be connected again. As much as we try to repair it, as much as we try to troubleshoot it, analyze it, and then eventually repair it, and it's still there, and that connection still doesn't work, are we okay with letting go? Are we going to be okay are we going to be okay with us saying we gave this the best we gave this the we gave this particular thing. I gave this thing the best effort that I could give it. I try my best to analyze. I did my best to analyze, approach, and repair the connection. Unfortunately, despite my best efforts, that connection is forever gone, and it's beyond repair. It's irreparable. Now we have to be okay with letting go. Is it going to be okay to let go? Is it going to be okay to be like, hey, we have to come to that realization that, you know, it's hardwired in us to try to fix things. But there's just some things you're not going to be able to fix. And you have to just come to that particular fact of life. There's not everything. You're not going to be able to fix everything. And you're not going to be able to fix everything. And that's just a hard fact of life. You know what I mean? But as I stated before, this disconnecting from people and things and ideals is natural. It's a natural occurrence. Disconnection from ourselves, at least to me, is not natural. Because when we disconnect from ourselves, we find ourselves lost in that emotional maelstrom of doubt, guilt, fear, anger, hurt, pain, despondency, desperation. And that's the challenge of being disconnected. Because when we do that, we find ourselves in that emotional hailstorm. We find ourselves wandering aimlessly inside ourselves trying to find something
to connect to, or we wander around aimlessly trying to find someone to connect ourselves to.
This is not for me to say that connections with human beings and ideals are not real. They are real. But the realest connection I think one human being could ever have is, number one, a connection with ourselves, understanding who we are as individuals. And brother and gentlemen, I want you guys to really hear me with this, because this is very relevant, and it's relevant to us to grow as men, as well as for us to achieve this thing called healthy manhood. Because healthy manhood is not, to me, healthy manhood is not just a hashtag or just something that I say. It's something that I'm trying to actively follow. One of the things that I want us to understand is that we have to get back in connection with ourselves as men. We need to dig down deep and go back and reconnect with that inner child and reconcile with that inner child. More importantly, we have to have a rock solid connection with God. A rock solid connection with God speaks volumes, right? But having that rock solid connection with God
to me makes the difference, makes a hell of a lot of difference. It is one of the things that I feel is of extreme importance. And yeah, I think it's extreme importance. And yeah, I think that's it. That's all I got for y'all. That's all I got for y'all today. I want to thank you guys. But you know what? Before I close this show out, I want to play this video for you guys because this is a major announcement for us as a platform. So I want to play this video for you guys, and I want you guys to just show your support when I play this video. So without any further delay, let me play this video for y'all, and I'm gonna come back and talk about it.
Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop, to check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch.
Okay, so now that video is out, me putting this video out here on the social media airwaves, it makes it official. It makes it very much official. Trailblazer Radio does have merchandise now. All the things you saw in the video are the things that are currently up on our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop. We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got coffee mugs. I'm gonna be adding some new merch come next week because I'm actually gonna be out of work for like a week and a half or two weeks because Monday I'm actually going to have the surgery to remove these nasal polyps from my sinuses. And that's so it is, and it's something that I have wanted to do for a while now, the getting the merch on the website. Just was trying to find the proper vector for it. And I think I found the proper vector for it. I think when you guys order the merchandise and then you have it in your hand, and I strongly believe that you guys will be very happy and very satisfied with that. Before I go today. I want to leave my brothers with this one thing. It's easy for us to go through this thing called life and it's not easy for us to go through this thing called life. As a man myself, it's not. I know it's not easy for us to go through this thing called life. Because oftentimes we go through this life alone. We feel that we're going through this life by ourselves. We feel that no one's around for us. We feel that no one's here for us. We feel like nobody gives a damn about what we're doing and how we're feeling. And I'm gonna say this, gentlemen, you could not be any more wrong. I'm going to repeat that. You could not be any more wrong. Think about your toughest moments. Think about your most daunting and most critical challenges. Think about the times where you could not find a path forward, or you weren't able to take a path forward. Somebody was there with you. Somebody was there with you. This individual has always been there with you. You never noticed it. You never saw it. You never witnessed it. But that individual's always been there with you. This person has either walked side by side with you, hand in hand, or this person has carried you. So yes, it does look like we go through this life by ourselves, but we don't go through this life by ourselves because we have God on our side. That's one of the more important things to understand. The other thing I want to put out here is that no man should have to suffer by themselves. And I say this all the time. There should be more spaces for men to be able to be transparent, to be able to express themselves. I have Man Cave Conversations on Facebook and on Instagram. It is a very, very open space for you guys, for men to be transparent, for men to be heard, for men to express their truth. In a judgment free zone, because brothers, I want to tell you, even though the life of us as men, especially black men, seems and feels like a very lonely and thankless existence, and at times it does. I know this because I'm a man. More importantly, I'm a black man, and I'm also a black man, so I know this. But it helps to have some form of support, a support system with you, near you, by you, for you. Like-minded people that share the same. They don't have to be like-minded people, but they have a heart for you. They have a heart for you, and they care about you to make sure that you succeed and that you prosper and that you grow. We should never have to walk this life alone. The life of any individual should never be a solitary existence. The life of us as men is often a solitary existence because society says it is. Because history says it is. Because of social political malfactors that go against us as black men says that it is. I call BS on that. I call BS on that. There are resources out here for us as men to find. Just as those resources are plentiful and abound for women, they're just as plentiful and bountiful for us as men as well. It's just that we just got to do the work. We got to do the work. We got to do the work to get to it. Part of that work involves us getting back down to reconciling the little boy that lives in all of us as men. It also involves us to reevaluate who and what we're connected to. It also involves us to understand and reevaluate why we're disconnected from ourselves. What incident or what problem, what tragedy or what trauma forced us to disconnect from ourselves to where we had to reconnect to another aspect of us that really isn't who we are. Why do we wander and wonder? Why do we wander aimlessly, trying to find something to connect to or find someone to connect to? Why do we wonder if what we do is ever going to be good enough? And if it's not good enough, we disconnect ourselves from that. What are the causes of the disconnection? Why are we disconnected? How can we analyze, assess, and approach that disconnection? And how can we repair it? If we're not able to repair it, are we going to be okay with letting go? A lot of times us as people, as human beings, not just men and women, a lot of times us as human beings, we stay connected to things that hurt us. We stay connected to things that continuously hurt us, that continuously bring us pain, displeasure, despondency, those things. So once we look at the disconnection and we've assessed it, we've determined an approach for repair, and we do try to repair it, and it's irreparable. Are we okay with letting go? Are we going to be okay with just simply letting go? The larger question I want to ask, brothers, is this. Gentlemen, and again, this is a question I asked myself. I asked earlier in the stream. Do you have to remain connected to who you were to be who you are? I think that's a question I think all of us as brothers need to ask ourselves. And we really need to just do a deep dive into ourselves and really answer that question. Really honestly answer that question. That's all I got, really. That's all I have, really. This has been an amazing pop-up. There's so many emotions that I'm feeling and I'm going through right now. And it feels really good to kind of really get this off me. It feels really good for me to just talk about it, or at least to talk about it with you guys. I am going to make this into a series. This is going to be a series of conversations with myself. This is part one. But I do thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Today. I'm sorry. I really thank you guys for tuning in today, and I really thank you guys for being present with me today and available with me today, because these are conversations that we as men need to have with ourselves, and we need to have further conversations with the people that we care about, so that way they can understand what we're feeling or what we're going through. You know what I mean? But like I said, also I said with the announcement that I just, with the video that you guys just saw, we got merch, y'all. We got merch. And please go check out our website, www.trailblazerradio.com/shop. Check out our merchandise. We plan on adding new merchandise here within the week, within the next week or so. So that way more merch will be up on the website. Do me a favor, check out the website. If you see something you like, do me a favor, show us support by purchasing some merchandise. If you do purchase merchandise and you do receive it, put a post on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn and let us know that you got your merch and let us know what you think about it. And let us know that you got it. You know, that'll be dope. That'll be real dope. But until next time, good people. I love y'all very much. I want you guys to continue to have a very good Friday afternoon. It's March the 1st. Happy March 1st. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. And I'm going to see you guys in the next one. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take you guys home with another. Now, okay. So before we even jump out here, the track that you guys heard prior to the show starting, and the track that you heard during the commercial break, the name of the song is called Run Them. It's like an Afrobeat type track, and I created it using an application called BandLab. Now, I'm not sponsored by BandLab, and we're not sponsored by BandLab. However, it's a tool that I've been using to create music lately. And like I said, I'm not sponsored by BandLab, but I do want to say that this has been an incredible tool for me to use as far as creating music for what we've been doing for our platform. But I'm gonna take you guys home with a song. This one's called Loner. Again, I love you guys to life. I love you guys to live. You guys just continue to have a good Friday. Happy March 1st. Have a great weekend. And I will see you guys in the next one.